This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. Milwaukee Public Schools leaders say they're being required by the state to resume in-person instruction for some students with disabilities starting February 8th. Administrators said during a virtual school board meeting Tuesday that the Department of Public Instruction is ordering MPS to hold in-person classes for students whose individualized education plans, or IEPs, require in-person support. Jennifer Mims Howell is director of MPS Specialized Services.
These students who require in-person instruction along with virtual learning to receive a free appropriate public education will be selected through the IEP process. Parents are involved in this process, therefore they are also have input into the needs of their students.
It's unclear when DPI issued this mandate and if it gave the same orders to other districts that have remained virtual this year. WUWM was not able to reach DPI Tuesday night. MPS board members have been reluctant to resume in-person classes because of coronavirus concerns. Several expressed frustration with the DPI mandate. Here's Erica Simpson.
I just find it truly appalling that there is that disregard given to the safety, health, and overall well-being of our staff, students, and the families.
On Tuesday, the board set a goal of phasing the general student population back into classrooms in April, starting with younger grades. The hope is that teachers would be vaccinated against COVID by then. There are strong opinions on both sides of the MPS reopening debate. Dozens of people testified at Tuesday's meeting. Jenny Weiss is a parent of four MPS students.
I supported a virtual start to school, but I cannot support a virtual year of school.
Many teachers, including Bridget Sperry, said they feel unsafe going back into classrooms.
Please know that I would give almost anything to teach in person again, but I will not give my life or the life of my medically fragile husband.
The MPS board will meet again in March to decide whether to resume in-person teaching for most students in April. Meanwhile, students with disabilities will start returning to classrooms according to the DPI directive. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.